We live, and I'm hanging with Mr. Cooper. Mark Curry's my guest today on the Captain's Log. Let me pull out before we crash. Mark's all excited because I know this is a big event for you. I mean, you know, you've only done...
I had 7 Red Bulls, that's all, and 5 1-hour energies, that's right, that's all. I feel really good, that's right, I feel really good. I feel so good, I feel like I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to feel good.
So we had a little technical difficulty. See if you can share. We had some fun. Mark decided that he wasn't logged
I
into
see myself.
His... There you are. Hit share. Mark share wasn't that. Logged into his Facebook, so he created a new account on his... And then he didn't even spell it right.
I spelled my name wrong on my new account. It's M-A-R-K. I'm M-A-R-K-E.
Yeah.
That's when you're doing things at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I figured that was like your alias, so you wanted people to not know that was your personal page.
Yeah, I didn't know, you know. Bam. But we feel good right now. We're out here. It's beautiful. We just saw an alligator eat a bird. And I went and pulled the bird out. Alligator's mouth, and the alligator looked at me, and the bird looked at me, and it threw off evolution for 1 second.
Look, we gotta get
it
a little
freaky.
We're right in
really
the sun
freaky.
Right now. Yeah, that was pretty. That was amazing. The bird.
Yes.
You like the bird man now?
Yeah, I'm the bird man. And we need to stop messing with animals, people. You know, we always messing with the shark. We messing with the shark. Pull the shark up, put a finger in his booty. It's a male, and then touch him and put a big old sonar. Put him back in the water.
It's very sunny today. I got to talk to my lighting tech in the car.
Yeah, it's Florida.
Yeah, you know, this lighting tech guy is not doing his job today.
I didn't shave today either.
Well, you're still looking sexy.
In my hair. Look at my hair, people. My hair is just, I'm just letting it go. It's Mr. Cooper Freedom. It's Freedom Day.
What are you going to wear on the golf course? Mark's going to golf 4 days at Tiburon. Thanks to Ricky Potts, man, at Tiburon. We're going to play golf. Boom. What's your golf attire going to be like today?
My golf attire, I'm going to wear see-through. You know,
really?
I wear straight see-through. And it's funny because all the women in the clubhouse come watch me tee off. Love it.
They're very
Thank
nice.
Thank you. That was great. Actually, I got some really nice outfits. And so I'm going to go sharp. I'm going to be sharp every day.
Yeah.
You know, my game ain't that good, but as long as you look good. And
it makes all the difference.
Yeah, and you got something in your pocket, like you got to have a towel sticking up, look professional. Golfing is all in the looks. You got looks like this.
Do you take your little pencil out and like write your
score?
I don't
write nothing down.
No
score. I don't even keep a score. Who cares?
Nothing.
People are so competitive. I don't keep a score. I don't care. Just go hit. I try to hit as many rich houses as possible.
There's plenty of them.
Yeah.
There really is plenty. Yeah, just swipe that up so you can see how sexy we are.
There you go.
Let me
touch you. Welcome. I'm glad you people could call. You're going to get healed today. If you're feeling bad, if you got a little something in your body and you want to say, and they said, heal me. If right now, I just send the money and my finger will heal you.
It's amazing
right.
Healing job right
That's
now.
That's right. Boom pulu. You will feel better this morning.
That is very nice. See, you get all this experience here on the Captain's
Brenda
Log.
Fritz.
We appreciate that.
Thank you, Brenda Fritz, for watching, and Vince Morris is watching too. Brenda!
I got Mark Curry in Naples, Florida, guys.
Yep.
What's happening? You're going to be at Off the Hook Comedy Club tonight through Sunday.
Who's coming to the show tonight? We need people. Who's coming to the show? Let me know who's coming to the show. You know you need to laugh. What else are you going to do this weekend? What are you going to do this weekend? There's nothing going on this weekend. Trust me. Whatever's going on is not good.
Yeah, cancel the plans.
There
if
you
don't
go.
Have plans to go, you better cancel those and
That's
come
right.
in.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Have some fun.
So,
you need to laugh.
So this is your second trip back. And you're flying solo. We got Mark Curry going and Mark Curry going.
That's
at the
right.
same time. We're like twinsies.
And that sun is like...
Wow, it's bright. Today is bright. Right. We need to do this.
And see, and the weather, I thought it was going to be raining and storming. That's why I called. I said, man, should I even bring my...
Did you bring your sticks?
I brought my sticks and my clothes. But it said weather was so bad, you know, don't even come.
No.
I mean,
it was raining.
It said 80% rain.
You watched some ghetto news.
Yeah, I was watching ghetto news.
That was...
It's the ghetto news. It's going to be raining in Florida. Don't even go down there. It's a hurricane.
Don't wear your weave. Bring your weave, people.
What's the name of the hurricane? Irene?
Hurricane Katrina.
Who was this one?
Oh, this is Irma. We just had. But I don't know who the one we just had with that came through as a tropical storm. I don't even know. It was so small and irrelevant. It didn't even get on my radar. I just saw a couple Facebook posts.
It was a little
posts.
Small storm.
Yeah, yeah. But we had Irma storm. Really messed us up. Small storm. You know, that was the big one.
How come you never had? I'm gonna hear a storm named after a black person. I want to hear Hurricane Katisha.
Well, Katrina was very urban.
I don't know no black girl named Katrina.
Yes, no?
I want to hear Katisha. Hurricane Katisha has hit the coast.
What's the worst black name you dated? Black girl you dated name?
Black girl I dated name?
Yeah, or white girl. I mean, it doesn't have to be black or white, but what's the worst name?
Worst name?
Yeah.
Worst name is a name that you can't pronounce because you don't even want to say her name.
Right.
So you could be making love. Oh, sweet, sexy
honey,
mommy.
You so cute.
You just look around the room, girl. Ooh, you remind me of alarm clock,
did
girl.
You ever forget a girl's name?
Yes.
What do you do?
You play it off. You look around the room and you say something. Girl, you remind me of... Ooh. Dress, I'm gonna call you Dresser Mama. You know why? Because you have so many clothes.
You
always dress nice. Dresser Mama.
So you just
look at the mirror. Girl, you remind me of a mirror because my reflection is you.
So is this before phones or after phones? Because if you could maybe just look up her contact on the phone.
Oh, I never
thought. That's a good move.
But that's before phones. Oh, we didn't have that. But you can't be with a girl, you know, and all of a sudden look at a phone. You know,
well, no, you got a message coming in. Then you scroll to the contact.
I never did that. I'm going lower, people.
I never did that either. I'm just saying that could happen. You go.
Yeah.
We gotta turn right because the sun right now is straight in
right
our face.
Right now, I look like Sammy Sosa. I'm so white. I'm Sammy Sosa.
I got a lot of people from Boston watching right now.
Big
hey, Vince, Joe Adanya, what's up, buddy? I'm hanging with Mr.
What's
Cooper.
What's up, Joey?
How cool is
Boston,
that?
Boston, B-Town.
You guys can't tell, but Mark's black. It's just the sun and the lighting right now is really making him look sexy.
I look
white.
Like Sammy Sosa.
You look white and sexy.
I know,
instead
look at
of black
that.
And sexy today.
The hat is black, and I'm Mariah Carey.
Hi, Mariah Carey.
There's a lot of traffic this morning, and we're right in the sun. How'd it get so sunny today?
Well,
we're in
know,
Florida.
It is sunny in Florida, and because the sun in Florida is lower than the sun in Florida is like it's only like 20 feet high.
Yeah,
it's like
it
no
feels
clouds.
Like it. That's for sure.
I got a sweatshirt on.
Do you wear sunblock?
Yeah, I do.
You do, right?
Because I got burned, so yeah. I'll burn.
Because white guys wear sunblock, but we don't always know if black guys wear sunblock.
No, yeah, we do. We burn too. Everybody's
you do,
skin,
right?
Everybody's skin is the same. Do you know that in the 60s? 70s, they didn't even wear sunblock.
No, I didn't either. I have right now four moles taken off my back from the sun, and I have one I have to go get surgically removed in 3 weeks. So that's serious.
Yeah.
I know. And I used to be on the water all the time fishing.
Black people would put Crisco on.
They do.
Yeah, you
like baby
fry.
Oil.
Yeah, you for yeah, baby
cocoa
oil.
Cocoa butter.
Yeah.
Cocoa butter.
You in there? Your skin is going through.
But I like a black girl with cocoa butter.
Yeah, you gotta have some cocoa butter. I put cocoa butter on before I make love. So
really,
when I go,
that's sexy.
Yeah, that way you slide into the bed.
before you get in the bed, you just rub all up on it.
I remember I had one girl tell me I want some silk sheets and want you to come run jump in the bed. I damn it went out the window. I slid right out the
that
window.
That was like a slip and slide.
Yeah.
That's a ghetto slip and slide,
was a
though, right?
Two-story, and I went out the window and fell on the balcony of another girl and met her.
Oh, my God. I'm driving. I can't. Yeah. I got to stay on the road,
yeah,
man.
That's a hillbilly there.
I got to turn this car on automatic drive because in case I start clapping too much, it's crazy.
So who's coming down to the show?
I got Sean McGonigal in Boston watching. Is there anybody in Naples watching, guys? Comment,
Ellie
leave
Lynn.
Your messages.
What's up, Ellie Lynn?
Mark Curry right now is hanging with the captain. Should we call it hanging with the captain instead
of hanging with the captain?
That's the thing. I mean, it should rename the show. It's
this?
Some bullshit that you have. That you name the show hanging with Mr. Cooper.
That's right.
You know,
we're hanging with the captain right now. We're in a great car. We're in a Range Rover. He's rich. So, ladies, if you see him, he's a rich man.
Oh my God! No, listen.
Come get him, Naples. Who's in Naples, Florida? I'm coming up at somebody's house. I'm going golfing today. Who's golfing with me?
We're golfing at Tiburon. That's going to be awesome. You know that's a PGA-sanctioned course.
I know, but I'm not that good.
But I'm putting you on the best. I mean, how cool is the captain?
But is somebody going to be with me? A cap? A pro?
I have somebody that's going to be there. They're definitely going to tee off with you. And they're going
to
be...
That's what I don't want them to do, is tee off with me.
But no, they're coaching. You know, okay. Like, they're going to help you.
All right. I need some hitting tips.
Yeah, definitely. Hi, Ellie. We know we're driving right now. And we just left 105.5 The Beat. Erica. We did the freak show, which was great. The traffic is crazy today. What the heck?
Well, we're in front of a Toyota Prius. And for some reason, Priuses go 9 miles an hour. So we're in front of three Priuses and a van.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the traffic, but we've gone literally 3 miles in 20 minutes.
But it's all right.
Because we're live.
That's right.
And people want to hear about us.
Look at the Jeeps.
Well, you're going to golf. What else are you going to do?
I'm going to write. I'm going to, you know... Once you golf, you're tired, and then I'm going to do my shows tonight.
Yeah.
And then, hey, where's the single bar?
We're going to hang out after?
Yeah.
Who wants to hang with Mr. Cooper after the show, guys? This got to be an accident. This traffic is crazy.
Oh, this is live.
We live right now.
I like it. I see myself.
So, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Mark Curry.
Hey.
How can they follow you right now? Do people want to follow you? You can find him at The Real Mark Curry, right?
On Instagram.
On Instagram.
Hit me.
And on Twitter, you're what?
I'm Mark Curry.
And then on Facebook, you're Mark Curry.
Yeah.
So follow Mark Curry because there's going to be some great shows this week and a lot of shenanigans. Yeah. He's very mellow and calm and never has fun, as you can see.
Yeah.
He's boring and I can't see why anyone would put you on TV.
And you know, we're about to do, should we do a reboot of Mr. Cooper, people?
Yes.
That's the question.
Yes, let's do it.
Reboot.
Let's do it right now.
All right.
Do
He's back. Boom, 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 boom. He's back, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Cooper is back. That's right. He just walks in the door. Where is my furniture? Girls! Ladies! Well, Mark, we sold it because that couch was too old. What you mean too old? That was my favorite couch. Favorite couch that was so old that I sat down and a mouse with a mustache walked out. Come on, ladies. Bum, bum, bum. Mr. Cooper's back. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum. If we did an episode, would you cast me in the episode?
I would.
What would I play?
You would play the landlord.
The landlord?
The landlord.
That's so white.
I know, exactly. But you like the landlord. Come in. Where's my money?
All right, write me a script right now. Let's hear it. I'll act it out.
Well, the scene is I own the house. But I mean, he's not my landlord, but I own the house, and I'm buying it from him.
Okay.
And he wants money. I haven't paid him in 6 months.
Okay.
Mr. Cooper ain't paid him in 6 months, even though I did pay him, but the envelopes... Vanessa wasn't Melanie.
You didn't sign the checks?
Yeah.
You gave me the check.
Yeah.
You didn't sign them.
So I got six checks. I'm like, what? They're about to take my house. Well, Mark, I didn't know. Boom, boom, boom. Mr. Cooper. And that's the episode.
Mr. Cooper,
right
there. Sir, I have six checks. I'd like you to sign these. I want to cash them all this week.
Right.
But
checks ain't got no money in them now. They're done. I spent that money.
Vanessa!
That was an episode of Mr. Cooper that you never seen. Now Joseph is watching.
I think that's a hit. Netflix should call us right now.
I want to do Wildin' Out. You know, if I did Wildin' Out, I would blow them little dudes out the water.
Yeah.
But Wildin' Out is funny.
You know Nick Cannon?
I know Nick well.
So why is he not on having you on the show?
They don't want nobody funnier than them.
Oh, they don't want too much heat.
Yeah, you got to realize they want people who ain't funny. They want people who, they guys are funny, but they don't want a real dude. Let me get on there and talk about it. Nick, what? You had Mariah Carey and you lost her? Your pimp degree is gone. You don't lose Mariah Carey.
You don't lose
Mariah Carey, no matter what you got to do.
But you know what they say is the hotter they are, the crazier they are.
I could care less. I'm crazy. We all crazy. Whatever she do, I'll do. Yeah, I agree with real. Honey, I'm buying another Ferrari. I'm taking the jet over to Boca, okay? I don't like the Ferraris there. I don't not like the Ferraris in Naples. I do not. I'm going to...
I had... Do you want to hear a damn crazy story?
Let's hear it.
Last week.
It's damn crazy time.
Mike Epps. I had Mike Epps in town.
Mike Epps.
And one of my buddies has a rental company, Full Throttle Exotics. Gave him a brand new Rolls Royce for the 4 days, and he didn't pick it up. No, I'm serious. Rolls Royce. Brand new.
He got one.
He didn't pick it up to drive for the whole week.
That ain't nothing. He got one. Mike Epps got two Rolls.
Does he?
Ain't nothing.
Does he?
Everybody got a Bentley. Yeah.
I don't know. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's a damn shame.
He didn't need it. He don't need it. He probably ain't got a driver's license.
I think, honestly, I think that could have been the situation.
Yeah,
because it got to send the driver's license and insurance. And then it goes to
He smoked. Where are we going to go in Florida in a Bentley?
And then he ghosted him the rest of the week.
Yeah, no. I'll take that rental.
Yeah.
Well, I need that rental.
I'll talk to him. Maybe. What about a Lambo?
Yeah.
You want to drive a Huracan?
Yes. Bring me anything. I'll do anything for his business.
Joe, let's get the Huracan down for Mr. Cooper. We'll be hanging.
I'll take the Kia.
Kia. Dr. Dollar. Hey, buddy. I'm heading. Are you on the man panel right now? We're heading over there. 1039. The traffic was crazy. It took me 25 minutes just to get on the highway on Daniels Parkway, but now we're ready to go. Oh, you're in Tel Aviv. I'm sorry.
Tel Aviv?
He's my co-host on our Tuesday podcast.
Wow, Tel Aviv. I know this little chick named Keisha. I live on the corner on 9th and Eve in Tel Aviv. Tell her I said what's up. She's a good girl.
Tell Keisha, I'm sure you're going to see her. That'd be...
Hey, they know Mr. Cooper in Tel Aviv. You know that I'm international. They know Mr. Cooper.
Be totally not random if you ran into Keisha.
Yeah, Tel Aviv.
Be normal.
Hey, yeah, Tel Aviv. They got a nice little comedy club in Tel Aviv called VB's. It's a nice little comedy club. If you ain't funny, they shoot you.
That's right. We're hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yeah.
It's Thursday. This is Throwback Thursday, but we're live right now because we're in Naples, Florida.
That's right. What's up, Stephen Ferguson?
What year did Mr. Cooper hit it big?
94. 95, 96, 97.
That's
and we still going strong. Syndication.
But when you knew it was a real big thing.
First year, baby.
Right out of the box.
Right out the box. We killed them out the box. I was the highest rated black sitcom ever. We were higher than the Cosby's.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
So when you got the call that you got the show, how did that go?
Well, they asked me, can I act? And they, you know, and I saw how much they was going to pay me. I said, yes, I can. I've been acting for years.
Instantly.
Actually, for years in the ghetto. In the ghetto, everybody's an actor. You got to be an actor.
Yeah.
You got to be ready. Sad, happy, ready. So, bam. And it's time to do it again. Look at all that good grass. Oh, my God.
That is grass. Not the grass you smoke. The grass that you plant.
That's good.
He likes that kind of grass.
I'm a gardener, people. So, I am a gardener. Really, I am. And so,
I am, too.
Yeah.
My parents are florists, so I have a green thumb. Yeah.
I have a green thumb. And so, you know, I look at that grass, the best grass you can buy right there.
Right.
And I have that in my backyard, but not my front.
What kind of grass is that? Do you know?
That is, I can't believe I don't. Don't tell me. That is, I have it in my backyard. It's my favorite grass. Don't tell me. I'll tell you the grass in a minute. It's not fescue, but it's, God darn it. Because I know. It's staying anyway. Alaska, no.
Is it Tamiflora? What's it called?
No. It's called.
I don't know. Guys, what kind of grass is it? We both drew a blank.
All the grass in Florida is what?
It's
the best grass. I have it in my backyard, but I don't have it in my front. And I cut my own grass, people.
With a pusher or a driver?
I have a motor. No, not a driver. I got a pusher.
It's no. You gotta Instagram that. People will love it.
Yeah, I do it. I got pictures of me doing it.
Really?
I'm my own, yes. That's true.
Well, if you want to see some IG, go to the real Mark Curry. He's going to be cutting his grass.
Yeah.
How great is that?
That do. And people think I'm crazy.
I used to live next to Vanilla Ice for a short time, and he used to wash his Mustang 5.0 shirtless.
Really?
How great is that? That was before Instagram.
Doing?
That was before Instagram, or else I would have been freaking.
Well, I do my own line. I got my own edger. I got my own all my power tools. I do everything.
Wow.
I'm my own gardener. I don't have a gardener.
That's really?
True. Because I didn't like how gardeners would come and they start blowing. Gardeners, you can't blow. You got to first mow the lawn, then rake it, then sweep it, then come through and blow. You can't just start blowing the lawn. You blow all the topsoil off for one thing.
This is true.
And so it's just like, ugh, I hate that. So,
Big Mama, we're coming your way, buddy. The traffic on Daniels Parkway was brutal, but we're going to be there. We're 10 minutes away.
What station we're going to?
We're going to 1039 with Big Mom and the Wild Bunch. And
1039, people. 1039. Listen to 1039.
We just left the freak show, and now we're going to get freakier.
We're Big Mama.
Right now.
Big Mama.
We're driving.
Big Mama.
Are you feeling groovy?
Am I what?
Are you feeling groovy? Because I want to play this game. If I have to say, I say a topic and then a genre of music, and you have to sing the song based on the topic. All right? So if I say, like, car, rock and roll, you say, I want to drive a car, baby, like, and you sing.
Okay.
So I'm going to say, here we're going to talk about gardening, and you have to do it as a rap.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Go, rap. Here we go.
What's the subject?
Gardening.
Oh, boom. I put the flowers in, then I water them real tight. They come up looking a little real, real nice. I like the garden, I'm my own gardener. I put my gas in my mower, and I push it, and I go slower. And I stop, and I say, ooh wee, I got my headphones on, look at my plants. Ooh, I must trim thee. My roses look good, because they trim real right. My dirt is tight.
I was going to go with a tight. And I like the way we hit it, because we hit it real right. Here we are, we're hanging Mr. Cooper. We're driving down the road. I don't know where to go, because this thing is cold. What do you say?
That was fire.
We ripped it.
That was fire. There's some gardeners right there looking at it. Man, they ripped it.
I think the green thumbs were growing.
Yes.
Just because of that.
Yes. Look at that dumb
thing. And I don't even know what I said.
I wasn't rapping. It's hard to rap in gardening.
That's
a word that doesn't...
Yeah, but that's the fun of it.
Right. This is a long ride.
It's not that long.
Florida's like driving. I feel like we're driving. It's like we're driving in another world.
It's not that long. It's the like, problem is...
ain't going nowhere. These trucks ain't going nowhere. We're living in a facade world. This is fake. These trucks are there just to make it look like they're going.
I think that these dump trucks or these cement trucks were seriously the reason why we couldn't get anywhere.
Right.
We're heading back, though. You know that.
Wouldn't it be a trip if this is scary, where all of a sudden you were the only person on the world? All of a sudden everything stopped and you were the only person on the world.
That would be weird.
The only person in the world. How long would it take you to panic?
Oh, I would panic right away.
You would scream, what the hell? You would try to figure it out. And then you start looking for people.
What would you do?
Me? I don't know.
Would you rather be stranded on the earth with nobody or out in the middle of the ocean just like 100 miles out today?
Oh my God. I'd rather be on the earth. Forget that. You don't want to be in I'm a boater. I got a boater. I'm a boater too, people.
Yeah, I'm a boater too.
I'm a boater. I had a 36 foot. I can't remember what I had. But at least I can drive my own boat, so I would never want to be stranded out in the water ever in my life.
No, that's scary.
Ever. Yeah, it happened to me. I'm coming from Catalina Island. My engines went out.
Really?
I had two Merc 350 cruisers, and one of them went out.
IOs.
Yeah. It slowed my boat down. It just slowed it down. It didn't stop it, but it was going so slow.
Right.
And the waves was hitting me. I said, man, it felt like I was stranded.
Did you get scared to death?
True story. People want to know. I was out in the swells. I was out coming up from Catalina, and I waited too late. I'm a new boater. I didn't understand the tides.
Right.
So I'm coming back 4 o'clock, and that wind is it. I could dial Mayday. I thought the boat.
Did you?
Heck yeah.
Did they
I said,
come
Mayday.
Up?
Mayday. Coast Guard came and jammed me up. He said, vehicle, identify yourself. And he said, get your stuff together.
No,
he cussed me out. Yeah, he said, get your stuff together. You're not gonna sink. Boats don't sink. He said, just take the waves, turn it around, make it, and go back to Catalina Island.
No, how far off the island were you?
I was maybe about a half an hour in.
And how did you get to Catalina Island?
Well, I went to Catalina Island. My boy was driving. I was down underneath my boat.
Yeah.
And he went to Catalina Island, which he wasn't supposed to do, because you got to go to Catalina Island in the morning.
Okay.
You got to do anything in the morning. So we tried to go like at 12 o'clock or something. But we're trying to come at 3 or 4 in the afternoon. No. That waves were so big. I felt, only way I made it, I pretend like I was Jacques Cousteau was my favorite. He always
yeah,
saved my
life. He's a
I
good explorer. Cigar.
And the cigar, it was so much water, the cigar kept going out. The water was hitting my face. And every time I went down, the water said, psh, that's how deep it was.
Oh, my God.
It was
God.
The most harrowing experience
I've
of my
there.
Life.
I've been there so much.
It was the scariest thing
There's
ever.
There's got to be an accident, because everywhere we are, there's traffic. It's crazy.
It's crazy that it's traffic outside. There's a lot of traffic people lined up. What do you do? Well, I say, this is a beautiful day. Don't even trip off the traffic. Just go 25 miles an hour no matter what you do. Okay?
I was feeling that jam.
There you go.
I was feeling that hit me.
Let me talk to you people on positivity. You're going to work today. Today is, you could create your day. You create how you want your day to go. Your day is just like this traffic. If you look at your day and say, oh, it's going to be a lot of traffic, it's going to be this and that, that's the way your day is going to be. You look at your day and say, it's going to be an incredible day, and it will be an incredible day. It's the algorithms that you put out in the universe that you get back.
This is true. So, I feel that. Yeah. Mind over matter. Yeah,
mind
always.
Over matter. So be happy. Be positive. Don't think about it. And look at the traffic. It's suddenly cleared up.
That's right. We're clear. We're on the
There you go. So
it's life, like a runway now.
Your life is like traffic. You're going to have some congestion, but there's going to be some open roads. And there's always another road to take, people. All right. So send your money to me. I can heal you.
All right, guys. So just put in all your deposits on the captain's log.
That's right. I'm here.
I'm hanging with Mark Curry. He's going to be at Off the Hook Comedy Club all weekend.
Killing people.
Tonight, 7 o'clock. Friday, Saturday, 7 and 9. Sunday, 7 o'clock. Get your tickets at offthehookcomedy.com. Direct message me if you want to hook up on a promo code. Say hi to Mark Curry. I'm Captain Brian. This is the Captain's Log, and we love you guys for watching. Talk to you soon. We out.